Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Struggle Studios, episode 89, I believe. I'm Grant, joined by the two hosts, Cassius and CJ. Before we get started, I'm gonna do a lot of housekeeping, all right? Again, we're doing this live, all right? So go to the YouTube, just Struggle Studios. All right, just type in Struggle Studios, just pop up. You know, we only got like 27 subscribers, bro. Bump that up, y'all. Bump that up. We also have a gaming channel on YouTube, Struggle Studio Gaming. We go live almost daily, bro. We've been on a grind, you know, just growing and growing and growing. So make sure y'all become a part of that. We also have a TikTok, just Struggle Studio as well. You know, there's a lot of Struggle Studio everywhere, all right? we have a Twitter, Studio Struggle.
Yeah.
Okay. Instagram, Struggle Studio _. And I think I need them all. That's about it. And again, we are live again. So if there's any technical difficulties, you know why? Because we're live. You know, we're live. But how about doing?
Doing good. I ain't gonna lie, man.
I'm doing all right. You know what I'm saying?
Vibing and shit.
Yeah, live.
See, watch this, all right, bro. Summer vacation just clicked in for you, bro. No more school.
You know, I've been enjoying summer. Even though I'm not in the school no more, but you know, they've been light. But let's go and get into some hip hop shit. You know.
Yes.
YNW Melly, all right? For those who don't know who YNW Melly is, he is a rapper accused of gunning down his two best friends, all right? Second.
Make a song about it.
Oh, yeah. He did make a song about it, you know. But you can't take songs serious in court. We all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I kind of disagree, but...
You don't think people take... You think people take lyrics serious in court?
I don't say seriously, but, like, I do think, like, they should be able to play a part, you know? Like if you, like, freaking talking about, like, murdering somebody and then someone literally got murdered... I do think, like, they should at least look at it as, like, an example.
You're being accused of murder.
Yeah, yeah. You shouldn't, like, go to jail for it. They shouldn't, like, arrest you for it. Like, oh, shit.
They need other evidence.
Yeah.
But, like, that should be a contributing factor.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think so.
It definitely can. Because, like, if you glorifying it, right,
uh-huh.
Then you have the right, they have the right to, like, pull up, like, oh, well, this is the kind of character he is, you know? This is kind of this and that, you know?
Yeah,
I think so. Especially
but then, like, okay, once you start doing that, then what's the cap? Like, we're gonna start taking actors serious for the whole thing.
But you're not charging them for it. You're not charging them for it.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be contributed at all. It shouldn't help build your character at all.
I guess, well, if it correlates to the crime, I think if it correlates to the crime they're accusing you of, I don't see why not.
I still don't.
If you're really killing people,
mm-hmm.
then everything's freaking like free game.
But who say you're really killing people? That's the whole point of like the court system.
Yeah, I guess that's more of the court system. Like, don't arrest people if you don't got no evidence. But I feel like if they by the time they get you, especially if like murder or something like that, mm-hmm. I think they should be able to.
It should only be evidence that they can prove. You can't prove that he rapping his lyrics that he tell about this scenario or this and mm-hmm. this. You can't know. Let's literally say I killed this nigga on the 8th. His name was Gregory something. His name was Jeff.
Some of them really be doing that shit though. Like the not Nardo Wicks, but like the what's that whole crew with the When I See You Flip and all that stuff.
Oh, well, that's different though. They're talking about like they're not really talking about doing it, talking about just what happened to them, you know, type shit, you know. So I think that's a different story.
Yeah.
I feel like those lyrics probably could be brought up because they're not really talking about doing it. They're talking about just how he died, what anybody can do.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody talking about how somebody died, it's not legal. But YNW Melly again, he's a rapper who got accused of or allegedly killed his two best friends in the backseat of a car.
It was two of them?
Yeah. Pop. You know.
Jeez.
Or actually I might have been inside. Was it a side shot? I don't remember.
I thought he was behind him. Like he's like in the back seat.
Okay, well nigga was driving, okay, so he can kill him obviously.
Look at us black TV.
allegedly, all right. Is one seat I think one nigga in the front seat, one nigga on the right seat, all right? So allegedly he killed them, but he said he didn't do it. Every year he keeps saying he gonna get out.
Mm-hmm.
This year he's extra excited. He's like, yeah, I'm 100% getting out. YNW Melly free soon. He said shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then we was getting more and more shit brought up in court. That makes him like, yeah, you're not getting out, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
So
what else did he do besides like
besides murder his friends?
Yeah. Oh, he's a rapper.
I mean, I'm, wait, what?
That's what you meant?
Yeah, like is that what he did? Like
allegedly, he murdered.
His friends. Yeah, allegedly, he murdered his friends. But he made you ever heard "Murder My Mind"? I got murder on my mind. Yeah, he made that sound like that. And
you kind of sound like Melly, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I did not sound like Melly. but he made something like that. It doesn't help his case, you know. Mm-hmm. But to me, I feel like he definitely had a chance to become like one of the Lil Uzis of the other generation. But you know, this shit all threw him into last place.
I disagree completely.
What?
If he hadn't had "Murder on Mind" and it hadn't been like coinciding with his case, mm-hmm. he would have never been this big. He'd have been another, like, little post that Akin has posted up.
I don't think so.
Hot or not.
I don't think so. Because he literally got song Kanye.
Yeah, that's after all this.
No, it wasn't. It was like mid rollout.
No way.
He didn't drop Murder on Mine while he's getting charged, guesses. It's already a song.
Murder on Mine is already out, right? For a while.
Yes.
And then he got the freaking Suicide.
Kanye,
right?
Him and Kanye were in the studio together, guesses.
Literally?
It wasn't a voice in it. They were already in the studio together.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. Maybe.
So he was definitely
I thought that all that shit came out after.
No, it wasn't jail releases. It was him. He's free. Dropping music.
So that's not recent.
And then the song blew up more when he went to jail.
Oh.
But okay. it's already like a hit, kinda. Okay.
Then I had a story I was completely wrong. I thought literally he killed the dude, killed people.
And wrote Murder on My Mind?
And wrote Murder on My Mind. I thought I'm about to say throw the, I'm about to say this nigga out there, bro. Throw away the key, nigga.
No. I don't believe that's how it happened. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's not how it happened.
Okay.
But do y'all think, do y'all answer your question? Y'all think he can get free?
Never. No.
Ever?
No. No. He'll be 80 years old when he get out.
My gut telling me he getting out. Cause I feel like
he did that shit, bro. He did that shit, bro.
But it's like why is he got all this confidence from him? Like where, why is he thinking they can get out, you know?
Because he's an insane murderer, bro.
Yeah. He's crazy.
Hey, man.
He's not getting out, bro. Hey. The streets are safe for the nigga out there, bro.
Murder on his mind type shit.
Nah,
you
know? keep him locked up, bro.
I don't know. If he did it, yeah. Just for that family. Definitely keep him locked up, throw away the key type shit. Yeah. But if he didn't do it, you know, pretty nigga type shit, you know.
If he didn't do it, there's a murderer on the street, bro. Loose. Run the muck. That's all I say, bro. He locked up. He didn't say that way.
But we didn't have a lot in the hip-hop in real life shit, so we're going to skip right to the motherfucking nerdy shit, okay? Mm-hmm. Or the geeky shit, all right? The Last of Us Remake.
Last of Us Remake.
Everybody seen the trailer? See, please say you seen the fucking trailer.
No. Can I get some, like, conscious, though?
Yeah, you can see some of that. For those who don't know, Last of Us is an acclaimed series, acclaimed one game, you know. Last two had its little hate, but Last of Us 1 was a masterpiece, 100%, all right? 100% a masterpiece, and it's been, what, like, almost a decade since it came out? People act like Last of Us 3 came out last year.
Wait, Last of Us 3?
I mean, Last of Us 1. Yeah. People act like Last of Us 1 came out last year.
It does feel recent, though, but it came out, like, when I was in high school.
It came out 2013.
Yeah, I was in high school.
And it's 2022.
Yeah, it came out on my birthday, high school, I remember.
It's almost been a decade, bro, so... Niggas need to get out of their feelings. Shit has to be updated if it's such a iconic game, you know. But yeah, we're getting a remake of Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
A trailer dropped, and it looks pretty damn good, you know.
I get my start stuff in a way. All right, I'm kind of biased, by the way. This probably would like kind of influence me. Last of Us is probably like my favorite game of all time.
All time?
Yeah, probably all time. Last of Us is probably like my favorite game of all time.
Number one?
The first one, yes.
Like number one game of every game.
Probably. Like, it has a story, gameplay. It was fire. Whenever you said they were making a remake, right? I was like, okay, I mean, I guess I don't understand why, because we all got a remaster.
Yeah.
Because they won't call it a remaster. They still don't call it a remaster.
It's not a remaster, it's a remake.
Okay.
It's built up brand new. It's not
From the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look like a... It looked like a remaster. It didn't look like, oh, shit. Something different happened. Did people look... The face look different? Kinda.
The whole system... The whole engine is different.
But that's still a remaster to me. That's still a remaster.
No, it's not. A remaster, it just... Better textures, better frame rates, probably fixing some bugs every now and then. For every game, every day, everything had different bugs.
I don't see a difference between this and when they bring back the freaking, like, Crash Bandicoot games.
Do you like the story, like... Was it the same?
Yeah, from what I've seen, the story looks the same. Yes. So
it's Crash Bandicoot games are remakes. They're not remastered.
Yeah. How are they remakes?
They're remakes.
Are the stories changed?
No.
Because story change doesn't mean... Because look at Resident Evil.
Okay.
You remember the old Resident Evil gameplay?
Mm-hmm.
The little turn the corner?
Yeah.
And then look at the new games right now, right?
Okay.
How brand... They look modern. They look... All that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a remaster. Would be reporting that same game, the same files, almost. All you be just updating the quality type shit, you know.
Okay.
Upgrading the frame rates, letting it be able to stretch the whole screen, you know, because you know some games would be boxing, like, you know, like old TV shows,
yeah,
old anime type shit. It'd be like the black bars type shit.
Yeah.
That's what the remaster is for, right? Remake is using the same story, same basically the same game, but just building completely new, like you never made it before. Like that's like going back to the drawing board and be like, okay, y'all remember this game Last of Us? Mm-hmm. Let's build it, but let's let another studio make it type shit. But it's not another studio; it's still Naughty Dogs.
Okay, what all that being said, it. I mean, I'm probably gonna buy it, bro. But it's $70 full game. It's a full game.
It's a full game.
I think it's PS5. Yeah, I think it's PS5 exclusive, right? I think that's exclusive.
That'd be dumb as me PS4. Yeah,
I think it is. It's. I mean, it's, at the end of the day, it's the same game. You know,
like it is the same game.
So what's stopping me from playing it on PS4?
It's definitely have new scenes in it. It's,
I don't think so. I mean, what, okay, scenes. I hope so because that's one way to make it like fresh for me. Uh-huh. But like, I'm gonna get it because it's one of my favorite games. But like, I'm not rushing to it if nothing different. It's still the same story.
But just think about it. Think about this. Okay, think about how much you enjoyed Last of Us 2. All right. Mm-hmm. But they give me that same treatment to Last of Us 1 now.
I get that.
If you go back to Last of Us 1 now, you're gonna feel like, what the fuck.
No, I mean, we just played the freaking,
Bro, to be honest, I played Last of Us 1. I ain't feel that.
Yeah.
Because, nigga, you haven't touched 2. You touched 2?
But even then, I played 2, right?
Yes.
And we played
Have you went back and forth?
But we played the grounded mode, right?
Huh?
Played the grounded mode, and it's pretty much almost the same mechanics as the
Wait,
not grounded mode, the,
Factions
mode. And it's pretty much, in my opinion, almost the same exact mechanics as, like, the campaign. Maybe little more work now, but for the most part, it's pretty similar. I didn't feel like, oh man, why am I so stiff, bro? Like I didn't feel that way.
Guess I'm telling you because you haven't went back and forth. Guesses. Mm. Go play Last of Us 2 again. Go play Last of Us 1.
Okay, so when you play Last of Us, the first Last of Us, it feels dated to you.
It feels a little dated, yeah.
No, when you played it, did it feel dated to you? I mean, obviously you haven't played the second one. You played like Ghost of Tsushima, God of War. Did it feel dated to you, or it felt like a modern game?
It felt like a modern game to me.
I agree. Game, like, I agree.
Completely honest,
bro. The way you move, the dodge mechanics, the being able to crouch on the ground, like the way the environment looks. Graphics. We saying
okay.
Part one.
Part on PS3 graphics. They look dated, but don't look bad.
They look good for the time.
Remastered doesn't look bad either.
Yeah.
We talking about last, bro. Look at Last of Us 2, though.
Yeah.
Bro, some shit in Last of Us look real. I can accept Last of Us 1.
Okay. Well, I think some of the scenery and shit like that, like in the, like how like on a remaster, like on the sunlight and shit peek through, it should look real.
No, it does not.
And even then, I don't think it was that huge of a jump for us to pay a full price game for it, to me.
I'm not saying,
I can crash now. Okay. Like, At the end of the day,
all right, it's not for just new niggas. It's not just for niggas who played it. It's for niggas who need to join the series because the odds gonna make a Last of Us 3. You know, that's a given. Are you gonna make a big
don't
ass?
Don't they got the remake though? Don't they got the remake? I mean, the remaster.
The remaster is still nowhere. It's nowhere near touching Last of Us 2, bro. I'm telling you.
I disagree.
Bro, I can literally pull it up, bro. I can pull a comparison, bro.
Let's pull it up.
Wait, are we showing this? Are we showing this?
Yeah, I'll show it.
All right. I apologize for those who just listened to the audio. We have a strenuous debate about Last of Us remake compared to remaster, and honestly, I think that like it's not that huge a jump, bro.
I'm telling you, it is a huge jump.
Because that's why Last of Us to me is like a masterpiece. Because like I think even playing it now, story and gameplay, it doesn't feel like an old game to me. It still feels like a fresh game. Still feels like I won't say it's brand new, but it don't feel like you're playing like a game. You don't feel like you're playing GTA San Andreas, GTA Vice City, or something like that. You feel like you're playing like a modern game.
All right. I'm pretty okay. I think Shaq's here now. All right. The viewers can see. Okay, yeah, he's here now. All right. IGN dropped the side-by-side comparison. I haven't watched this yet.
Okay.
Pins on mute. Y'all pins on mute. But, okay, for all the listeners, we're watching a side-by-side comparison of Last of Us 1, the remake versus the remaster. All right.
Okay.
I'm telling you, bro. Y'all are just literally just bugging. It's a big difference.
All right.
I think lighting wise, graphics wise, they don't look the same, bro. Like, bro, just look at the character models, guys. Look at the character models.
Man, bro, I don't want. Okay, first of all, I'm not a huge fan of the this game. The new ones at top, right?
Okay. Yeah,
new ones
at top.
I'm not a super huge fan of like. I mean, I like it, but what's it called? Like, when something looks super real.
Yeah.
It don't impress me, bro. I ain't gonna lie. It don't impress me. I play a video game. If I want a freaking camera, it'd be a camera.
Yes.
I don't understand. It, like, They just like a different model. It's still the same game, bro. I don't get it. Like, I don't get what's... This is not, like, impressive to me. Like, it's still the same game.
It's the same game, yes. Because it's literally the same game. But I'm telling you, it's going to look better. It's just going to look way better. It looks dated, bro. You cannot say it doesn't look dated. Look at this. Look at his catches.
Okay.
Look at the night setting compared to the remake to the original. The original looks kind of scary. Mm-hmm. Nigga, they look straight out of a horror movie.
Okay, I see the lighting and everything was cool on that. My thing is the price point, bro. A full it's not to me. That's not
okay. That's not
a full price game.
You keep saying that like you're the one who the audience is for. It's not for you.
Who is it for?
It's for niggas who never played Last of Us. Let's say
Nigga play Last of Us got PS5 now.
Huh?
Nigga never play Last of Us got PS5. I'm trying out now.
Cassius, this new generation every year, bro.
Bro, I'm not buying it, bro.
It's somebody who was just hearing about Last of Us last week, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like,
I doubt it, but okay.
Huh?
I doubt it, but okay.
Yes, there is. Cassius, you think niggas aren't born?
No, I'm just saying, if you got a PS5 right now, and I want to get getting a PS5. You got a PS5 right now. You are playing Last of Us, bro. You played it.
That's not true. Let's say we got 11-year-old. Okay.
Okay.
11-year-old. All right. This year, or tomorrow's his birthday. Right.
Mm-hmm.
He has a PS5.
Mm-hmm.
He got a PS5.
He skipped. Huh? Last of Us 2 came out.
He's 11 years old. He might not have a PS4. He might not have PS3 yet.
Okay.
His first console is gonna be a PS5.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
Okay.
Why would you want him to play this old dusty ass remaster game?
Because it's cheap, but it's the same game, bro.
But it's dusty. It doesn't feel modern. It doesn't look modern.
Games are literally built on the same platform the last was built, bro. I argue that God of War is built on the same platform the last was built.
And they did it better.
They might have improved upon it, but it didn't feel dated, bro.
I'm telling you, it feels dated, bro. It feels dated.
I can agree that it looks better. I'm saying...
I'm insane, looks better, nigga! Look at this shit!
That's not even the same zombie, bro.
Yes, it is!
I would say it looks better, bro. But for the price point, I'm not paying a full set.
It's not for you, nigga! It's not for you!
I also don't think new people should pay for our old game, bro.
Huh? I think it's messing the stories up, too. So I think we get into Ellie part one.
Bro, only thing they're doing on remaster is go down from the main story and click on the other one first, bro. Woo! Okay,
but it's a complete package. It's a complete patch. It's an overhaul of the graphics.
I also wouldn't want to pay like full price for a new game.
Thank you. CJ, if you never played Last of Us, ever your whole life, you just got a PS5. Are you paying for this? Or are you paying for this?
If it's the same game,
PS4? Are you playing for the remake with better graphics, better gameplay mechanics, better physics, Like, nigga, the ropes and shit,
not the ropes, nigga.
And nigga, it's literally a highlight of the game, so I act like it's not. So I act like the realism of The Last of Us.
Okay, there was no ropes in the first game.
So yes, there was.
What rope were you hanging from?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. There's still ropes, isn't there?
No.
Not that one.
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you. See, no. Be honest though. I just want to hear. Like I said, rebuild from the ground up. All right. Tell me which one. Yeah, both of your hands today. Which one are you paying for today? You see that? You watch the trailer before you buy the games. Which one are you buying today? You watch the trailer of remaster versus remake. You never play any of them. You say, oh my god, Last of Us is a masterpiece. They're both out. Not one is already out. Okay. They're both out at this current moment. You play any of them. Which one are you buying, bro? Which one are you buying? Keep the stats. They don't lie.
I'll obviously get the remake because it's better. I guess it's
better. It looks better.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not.
That's what it's for.
It's not $70 better, Grant. It's not $7. From what I'm saying,
is this gonna change my enjoyment of the first game?
No. From what I'm saying, no. Unless they change the story, it's not changing.
I swear to God, I bet money. When last was shit, my fault, chat. Is it scene? Okay, I'll take a look at this, all right?
Yeah.
I bet money, once you go from the remaster, because you're going to get it, not remaster, the remake, you're going to get it, you never play the old one again. Bet money.
Why would I?
Because it's inferior! It's inferior!
Okay, if I pay my $7, no one going back to the old game. I'm saying, okay, if I already played the scene before, which I think majority of people have already played it, but majority of people got PS5, can you at least read that? The majority of people have PS5 have already played Last of Us. One and two.
Oh my god, you don't understand.
So you're saying they make it for new fans. New fans, I feel the old fans outnumber the new fans by far. By far.
Okay, like, but it's still new. It's still new niggas coming to it. They got a whole show coming out with the Gangsters. They got a whole new show. You think niggas not going to pop in Last of the Gangsters?
Okay, who never heard of it? Admit it's a money grab then.
It's not a money grab. Catches. If you're watching the Last of the show, all right, because it's going to come out like next year, I think, I believe. All right.
Okay.
That's probably when this game will come out.
Okay.
It's probably exactly. Live with the game.
But if one niggas that greedy, when a show come out with a game you watching, you can go back and play the game you already have, bro. You're okay. Not gonna go buy
it. But why would you not want to approve upon it,
bro? You're not, because it's not that much of an approval.
Yes,
bro.
It is.
It's the same game, bro. Unless they freaking going by this. Unless they do something wild, like okay, we're making it after the show now.
I do think they could like incorporate some Abby stuff, maybe like stuff like that.
Ah, yeah.
Remake. Huh? In the remake?
Like, yeah, that's changing the story.
Change the story.
I agree with what I'm saying. I paid the full price for it. But I'm playing the same game over it again. It's extreme money grab.
Yes, but it's not for you. Why do you understand that?
How not for me?
It's not for you.
How not for me?
It's for niggas who never played The Last of Us.
That's a minimal amount of people.
No, it's not. Everyone has not heard of Last of Us.
Okay, if you got a PS5, bro, you played Last of Us. You know of Last of Us, bro.
You don't understand this. Niggas who will just get a PS5, they will hear about The Last of Us.
That but is like, not the majority of people.
Mostly of people who have PS5 is kind of in the lower range, right?
How many of you think got a PS5 and never had a PlayStation before that?
Oh my god. You think maybe you like 5%.
That's what I'm saying.
5%.
Do you not understand? Do you not understand people are born? Do you not understand that?
Let me get Last of Us. No,
Okay, guys. What was your first console, guys?
My first console was PlayStation 2.
All right? Is it a surprise that someone's going to be born and their first console is going to be a PS5? Is that a surprise?
Yeah. It's not a surprise. It's not a surprise.
I mean, not right now. Not right now. Well,
what?
Like, right now?
Someone could be born now and their first console will be a PS5.
Okay. We're playing Last of Us, right?
Okay.
That's what's on the last-gen console, right?
Yes.
And you can still stick that CD from last-gen into your PS5, bro. So why would they want to pay a full-price game when they don't have enough money? They barely can afford a PS5 in the first place.
Why are you making scenarios up?
I'm making scenarios.
You're making up imaginary scenarios.
Okay. Let's screw imaginary scenarios, right? It's at the bottom of the day, the bottom line of the day, it's still the same game. It shouldn't be. It's cool. Remake. It looks better. The physics are better, all right? It should not be full price. It should not be $7 a game. If it's the same game,
like you're right. $30?
I would give it 45.
Fuck no.
Be a DLC?
Fuck no.
Think it should be DLC?
No. I won't give it a C. Because they built it from ground up, all right?
But
it's the same story. Nothing's changed, bro. We've seen this movie before, bro. We've seen it before.
Okay, so if a movie remakes... Cut the theater. I mean, it's not full price somewhere. Are you stupid, Gadgets?
I'm saying,
if
it's a movie I've seen before, I might not even go see it. I might get on DVD. I might not go see it because I've seen it already, bro.
It doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter. See, look, you keep talking about you, nigga. It's not about you. Odds you pay all of that because you might want to buy it again full price. That's you. It's about niggas who've never seen a movie. Let's say in 10 years, they remake Black Panther. Same story, but Chadwick Boseman is passed away, so they remake Black Panther. We remake the movie. That means, all right, yeah, guys. It's only $5. Sorry, because we made the other one, so we can't search for full price for it.
If they remake Black Panther, right?
Yes.
I won't be mad if I don't see it again, bro. I'll just watch it on DVD if it come out. I won't be mad because, oh shit, his suit look blacker now. No, nigga. I don't care that much.
Cassius, you still understand? It's not about you. It's about niggas who never played it.
Okay.
I don't think the analogy matches up, bro.
Me
either. Theater is a whole different form of medium from games,
bro. No, it's not. If anything, someone making a remake of a movie should be cheaper than someone making a remake of a game. But it's not.
All right, we might agree or disagree, bro.
Bro, I don't understand why. Y'all seen the gameplay.
Denying it looks better. We haven't even seen gameplay yet.
That's literally cutscenes.
Okay. Well, from what we've seen, it looks better. I'm not denying that. I'm not blind.
It looks way better.
Not full price better if it's the same game we already got, bro. If someone go make you a burger, right?
Yes.
Oh, shit, the burger kind of cold. It's been there for a while, right? It's been there sitting there. And they come and warm back up and give it to you. And I'm like, they charge you more money for it.
No, that's not what happens.
It's the same game.
What's happening is someone gets this. You see a burger right there.
Mm-hmm.
You touch it. Oh, that's a little cold. All right, my bad, bro. I'll go pick up your whole new one. That's what they're doing.
It's the same damn burger, though. No, they're not going to increase the price on you.
What are you talking about? It's
like my food, I'm done.
That's what it is. They want to charge you cheap. It won't be a cheaper burger because they remade it. It would be the same price. as the original last, as the original last bus.
Okay, then it should be $65, right?
Oh, come on, guys.
Not even that. I'm talking about the money, bro. I'm talking about in general, bro. It's, to me, it's the same game. It should not be a full price game. It should, $7 already expensive to me. Making the same game and then trying to.
Nigga,
it's a money grab, bro. The show coming out. They want niggas to.
It's not a money grab.
It's a money grab.
It's a money grab.
It's a money grab.
A money grab will be the same graphics, same mechanics, full price. This is a build up brand new game.
We asked for Grounded, bro. We asked for Factions, bro. That's the answer. We asked Multiplayer on Last of Us 2, and they give a same game we already had. They said remake. They do use everything except for freaking remaster, revamp. They said remake. And you don't pretend like since before the trailer came out, we weren't talking about reboot. We were talking about, oh shit, brand new story? Oh shit, did I change something? This is an exact same game. It's not what they talked about. It's not what they freaking tease us with, bro. This is exact same game. I don't know why niggas like Amnesia when the trailer came out. They bamboozled us.
They did not bamboozle
you. Yes, they
you.
Did. Bro, when they first announced they're making a reboot of this game?
I don't think they ever announced. I think y'all leaked. It's been leaked this whole time.
We still talk about on this podcast, bro. We got the footage.
Yes.
We were talking about
it because it leaked. It leaked.
Why are we acting like, oh, this is what we expected? This is disappointment, bro.
If they never said, how are you mad at them something they never said? Because
I'm just
how
saying.
You mad at Naughty Dog something they never said?
Okay, I that's fair. You can't mad at something they never said, but you can't blame us for thinking that for just why are we assuming they're making the same game again?
It's called a remake. Go play Last of Us. Go play Resident Evil 3, and then call it Resident 3 Remake. It's the same game built from the ground up. All right, that's what a remake is.
Fair enough.
That's what it is.
I just don't think. I think it's a money grab. You disagree, CJ? I don't know what CJ. You know what do you think, CJ? Money grab? No, bro.
Say, it's just a waste of my time. It would just be a waste of my time if I got it. If I played it. Because I already
know it's good. All right. When we had to see that, I don't want to see you touch it, bro. I don't want to see you touch it. Don't want to see you touch it. Say on record, it's not going to touch it. Say on record, he's not going to touch it.
He said he's not paying for it full price.
No, he said waste of time. Say on record, you're not playing it today. Say out here in the mic. Get in the mic, nigga.
Get in the mic, nigga. Don't talk to you, bro.
Get in the mic, nigga.
Tell what you said.
What did you say?
I don't think it'll be.
No. What you just. Nigga, it's on 4K, bro. You said what?
And nigga changed his mind, bro.
He said with his time instead of confidence. With my time. Say that right now. Say you're not going to play it today.
Nah, let me break it down. Let me break it down.
Break it down.
We got you.
I don't want to play the same story again. All right, bro? Well, I want to play the same story again. Yeah, pretty much. I want a different story, better graphics, and better gameplay, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be better gameplay. It's gonna be better graphics. It's a remake. Why would they didn't say they were they're reimagining the story. It's a remake. Mm-hmm. It's a remake. Oh, the loser, bro.
Personally, why would I play it then?
Yeah. Don't play it then.
Gatekeeping the game is already out.
He's saying not playing. y'all saying he's not playing it. So I wanna hear. I wanna see on Discord. Six more CJ is playing Last of Us Part 1. I wanna see it.
But right. I didn't think y'all be so passionate about it. I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all didn't lose, though.
Y'all was be passionate about it.
Y'all been delusional, bro. Delusional.
Yeah.
This ain't no the Last of Us Lander, bro. Yeah. We ain't about that, all right? We love Last of Us. All of us.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, we love Last of Us.
Yeah, I don't care.
But it's not about spending money on the same game. It's not the same game no more. It's a brand new game at that point. It's the same story. Brand new game, same story. Brand new game, same story. You understand that? Brand new game, same story. Brand new game.
Brand new burger, different buns, nigga. All right. I might watch it.
Bro, I better see both of y'all playing story. None of y'all better play a story, bro. I better not walk in your room and hear you playing. Ellie, you all right?
I'm okay, Joe. I mean, I might play.
Right? No.
I might play,
no,
bro.
No.
Because I beat.
No. No.
You beat it. I'm supposed to win again, bro.
You waste your time, bros.
Never take a game. Take a game for you.
Oh, my gosh. All right. And then some more news that dropped. Okay. Xbox had a whole showcase.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all feel about that?
20 minutes on that topic alone, bro.
Yeah. I think Xbox is Snooze Fest nowadays, bro.
Xbox is Walking L?
Walking L. I ain't gonna lie. Word are like... Where are the bangers at, bro? Like, we say this every time Xbox drops something. I'm not a freaking Xbox, PlayStation, like, stand, you know? If I had good games, bro, I would even consider getting a freaking console, but...
I wouldn't. I'd use PC.
I don't know if I believe a whole exclusive thing, but they have no good games to me. It's like, if it is a good game, it's on PS5 too, or PlayStation 2. So it's like, why would I care that much, you know?
Yeah.
I get it. I thought they were going to do something with the whole Bethesda thing. Mm. To me, from what I've seen... No, like it's like what Bethesda thing did they remake? Did they just get
I don't know.
What was it, Fallout?
Skyrim.
I think either way, that's what I'm saying. You can't remember it, bro. Yeah. When PlayStation drops something, bro, when PlayStation on their money, you know what's coming. Even Nintendo. When Nintendo drops something,
yeah, I agree.
The world stops. And the game world stops. When Xbox drops something, you can hit or miss, bro. I watch the highlights on YouTube. Bro.
I don't understand why did they see how good it's working for other consoles. Why didn't they go that route? It's like kind of they're boring exclusives.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing exclusives might not be their biggest money grab.
Yeah.
But maybe the biggest like console grab, you know? Because. Mm-hmm. Bro, you see Nintendo got Breath of the Wild 2, the Smash series. Mm-hmm. Whenever something around that game drops, it breaks the whole game internet. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong? Mm-hmm. When Breath of the Wild 2 got announced, nigga, that's all you see on Twitter, bro. Number one, a trending.
Xbox does not know how to handle their special IPs, bro. Like they fumbled Left 4 Dead. I don't know what they did to fumble with Valve. Fumbled it. That's on PlayStation now, you know. Yeah. I think last Halo that dropped was ass. Everybody asked the Battle Royale, didn't give it to him. It's a thing that they dropped and it wasn't even like fully complete. It didn't look fully complete.
Yeah, it didn't have all stood out, but yeah. It was free.
What else was this? One more game I was thinking of.
Gears.
They oversaturated Gears, bro. They were just cranking them out. Cranking them out.
I feel like Gears could have been their last one, low key.
Yeah, I'm saying. If they were like, now I'm sure the Gears games were decent, you know, but it's like they oversaturated. But they tried to make the shit into Call of Duty, bro. Like, it's like every year a new Gears
game. Yeah, I feel like that too.
It's like, they don't know how to freaking like just hone in on their like IPs, on their good games, and like they got Minecraft, bro. If I'm Xbox, bro, I'm snatching Minecraft from everywhere else, bro. You're not playing in Minecraft nowhere but here, bro.
But I'm saying at the same time, that is a bigger bag, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like a look versus the reality,
but
you know.
Xbox is Microsoft essentially, bro. So yeah. Like that would make sense because they don't have a lot of exclusives.
Yeah,
exclusives. Yeah, like, that's computer. That's a computer company.
And good point you said that, CJ. Because sometimes I kind of forget because you know we're on the gaming side. Mm-hmm. But like even Sony, Sony is Sony, bro. We just know Sony mostly on PlayStation, but Sony cares about Sony.
Yeah.
So if make more money to freaking have Spider-Man on PC,
yeah.
It's gonna give us PC, bro.
I was lucky. I thought about that. I ain't gonna lie.
God of War PC, they give it a PC, bro. You know, Microsoft is. Got more money than Sony. So they can give you the freaking free games with Game Pass, you know, because they can burn money because they got hella money to spend.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just feel like maybe that.
Maybe a computer, bro. Like.
Yeah, it's not really their main focus. They don't care about freaking making the best console in the world, you know? Make a little money on here on the side. Okay, we got freaking computers, bro. We got freaking government contracts, bro. We don't care about this shit, you know? And I guess that's fair enough. But to me, it is a damn shame, bro. Like, It's supposed to be like the big three console. It feels like a big two, to be honest, bro. And that's crazy. Crazy that Nintendo's giving them roughly money sometimes, bro.
Not sometimes, nigga. All the time.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
I can't think of last time Xbox had a hit, bro.
Yeah.
I can't think of last time Xbox had a hit.
I forgot what year it was, but Xbox had a banger hit, bro, and they canceled it. I said, what the hell?
Oh, Dragon Scale?
Yeah, and they canceled it. I said, what the hell, nigga?
Yeah. I don't know. I sometimes I think, like, maybe they see something we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe they got numbers that we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe them having exclusives with whatever freaking cut the profits they have compared to just having it on every platform, but like being like the main publisher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bro. To me, Xbox still a Netflix box, you know, Netflix machine.
My personal thing, I just don't think they don't care, bro. Like they make the console on the side, bro. It's like, yeah, you know, you get better graphics, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They make computers at the end of the day, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
They got that computer brand, bro.
Yeah.
All right, and then something else that dropped during the summer, was it a summer showcase?
I think so. I think it's all part of the show.
Right, around it was Gotham Knights, the show trailer.
Oh, yes.
I didn't watch it.
Trust me, CJ. You need to watch it, bro.
Okay.
All right. This Gotham Knights show, bro.
Okay. Posted by CW, of course.
Yeah, bro. The CEO of CW needs to be locked up, bro.
What is CW?
CW is where they have, like, The Flash.
Yeah, it's a TV station.
Yeah, it's a TV channel. Okay. Green Arrow. Legends of
Tomorrow.
Hell,
Batwoman.
Yeah, Batwoman.
Supergirl. See, do you want Supergirl?
I want some.
Me too. They're all dead for Flash right now, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all fumbling for Flash, bro. And
bro, is Flash even that good?
It's like Power Rangers, bro. Like, you already know what's going to happen, bro. He can get beat first fight, forget how to do next.
Gotta go faster, bro.
Yeah, gotta run faster, bro.
Let's get started.
Yeah, I wasn't going fast enough.
Bro, how does he lose it? I mean, how does Flash lose anyone?
He shouldn't lose at all, bro. But whatever. They're making a Gotham Knights show. And the trailer dropped, I think, last week or whatever. And Gotham Knights is pretty much like, the Gotham Knights are pretty much all Batman's like sidekicks, pretty much.
Yeah. For what we used to.
Yeah. So apparently Batman died. I think they caught him lacking without a suit on. I don't know how they got it.
Yes, and how the fuck they know he's Batman?
I don't know, nigga.
Is this the same? It's the same universe as the Gotham Knights game?
No. They had to make sure. No. See, the trailer so bad, they had to tweet it out. We're not affiliated with niggas, bro. Okay. That is not us.
Okay.
It dropped, and, bro, I ain't gonna lie, if this wasn't called Gotham Knights, I thought the shit was Degrassi or something, bro. I know what the shit was, bro. Like, it did not feel like DC, the little bat collar.
Was they even fighting in it? I think it was in the little truck scene.
Yeah, I think so, bro. I think the Joker got a daughter. She's on the team.
They made an imaginary character.
Yeah,
like Batman got a son.
Yeah, yeah. Batman has a son now. It's not even.
It's not Damian. It's not Damian. Like Tim. Something. I forgot what his name was.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he's not any of the Robins. He's a brand new character.
I didn't see no outfits in that bit.
Is this live action?
Yes.
Yeah, live action.
Yes, yes. DC animated is untouched, bro. Young Justice right now. I think the season just ended a couple weeks ago. It's still banging, bro. But when he hit live action, bro, I don't know why did he give him the CW. I don't know what freaking, what
bag they give him, bro.
Yes,
what? CW bag by throwing a hefty bag, bro.
Yes, bro.
Got to be throwing a hefty bag.
And they fumble every show they get. I don't know why did he get more shows, bro. But obviously somebody watching that shit. I was so disappointed in this trailer, bro. It had a nerve to be like an extra long trailer. It wasn't even a teaser.
Yeah.
It was like a long ass trailer. Like
10 minutes?
No, what the fuck?
That's a nigga's episode.
like 2-3 minutes, I think.
Yeah. Shit was ass as hell, bro.
I agree. It didn't look good. Did not look good.
Like niggas might start crying. Like
niggas getting bullied at school because dad Batman. Bro. Nigga, what the fuck?
Your dad Batman, bro. You're a little wuss, bro.
That's what you think of. I'd be afraid of that nigga, bro.
That's the rose, bro.
Like
it's like a walking L, bro. Walking L, bro.
Yeah, I see Nightwing getting a swirly, bro. I didn't know what was going on, bro.
He said Nightwing getting a swirly.
Yeah. I think for the Joker's daughter is leader of the team, bro. It's getting crazy, bro. Getting wild, bro. Scary hours, bro. I was so disappointed in this game. I mean, no, not the game. In this trailer, bro. Already. It was just so disappointing, bro. Like, I'm not wanting to shit on the show before it come out, bro. But this is one of those times. Ass, bro.
I agree. But, and there's some more TV news, all right. I think we all basically caught up on the boys, all right? Yeah.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah. For those who don't know, The Boys is a Amazon Prime exclusive, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a universe where superheroes aren't super. You know, they ain't good. They ain't good niggas. All of them ain't good niggas, bro.
Yeah.
And so, spoiler alert: we do like a season 1, season 3 mm-hmm. kind of catch up review. All right. Mm-hmm. Just saying how you feel about the show. We're not gonna go too crazy. On the most recent episodes, because I know everyone not all the way caught up. Yeah, I guess it's. But. I'd say a couple of, like, highlights we enjoy, you know.
I ain't gonna lie. Homelander Loki, the best character on there, bro. Like, Homelander is...
Yeah, definitely.
Homelander is fire, bro. I don't know if they try to make us not like him, but it's like he's so well-written to me that, like, he kind of steals the show. Every time he's on the show, he steals the show, bro. Even though he's not really the good guy, he's probably, like, the Superman of that universe, right? If Superman was, like, a...
To manipulative. Me,
yeah, if heroes were real, bro, because I don't think heroes, if we were real, like heroes were flying around amongst us, bro, mm-hmm. I feel like they'd be douchebags, bro. They'd be assholes.
I agree.
So that's depending on what the boys are. He's like Superman of that universe, and only thing he cares about is ratings, bro. Only thing he cares about is how niggas see him. And if niggas don't like him, bro, he hate the planet, bro. He hate everybody in the world, bro. I think, like, just seeing him, like, when we had to, like, save the plane, bro, and, like, I think he killed a pilot or something. So the plane
No. He killed the terrorists.
Yeah,
I think he killed the pirate too, and then can destroy the patrols.
Yeah, and he couldn't save everybody. He's like, oh, fuck this shit, I'm out then. y'all can die. Like, I was like, damn, nigga. The show was just so good, and it's like, funny story. You know who Yvette Nicole Brown is from Drake and Dash?
Yvette,
the black lady, Helen.
Yeah,
she blocked me on Twitter because of the voice.
What the fuck? why she block you?
She's so annoying. I used to hate follow her, bro. Like,
you know, why the fuck you follow her in the first place?
Because I used to watch her from Walking Dead. I used to like I followed her I think back years ago.
Oh my god!
Wait, why she block you specifically?
Anyway,
huh?
She treated some like some bozo shit, bro. Like she's one of the people who they got like
too much time,
and they have Trump on their mind at all times, bro. Like they have like politics are always on her mind. All time. Yeah. All times. All times. She was like, dang, I just stopped watching The Boys. I was like, okay, fine. A rare W for your vet. I wonder how many niggas think... No, she's a niggas. I wonder how many niggas think that Homer is a good guy and that Vought is like Fox and that's what they're rooting for. And I said, I don't think I posted was... Literally nobody thinks of this. Bought my ass quick, bro. Bought my ass quick. But anyway...
Ew. Not my job. You beefing with her, bro. That's crazy.
I'm not beefing with her. Like, that's a really no one, bro. Like, why are you posting this, bro? Why are you posting this, bro? Who you up in? But anyway, show's fire. This season's, I thought, you know, a lot of shows start falling off to, like, the third season. When you get third season, it's like, that's when you know the show it's time to wrap it up. Or you can say, that's tough if they can keep going or not, bro. Third season came, bro. Starting off a bang, literally, bro.
Bro, The Boys is one of the most
gory shows ever, bro.
It's not unnecessary. It's not, I feel like. But it's the most head-popping show I've watched in my life, bro. Mm-hmm. Everybody here.
Yes.
Like the water balloons.
Yes.
But I like the take on the show, bro. I think it has the right mix of comedy. Mm-hmm. And like really and like serious moments, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most of the characters appear enjoyable, besides the deep, fuck deep, bro. Bro, why is Deep in the show, bro?
Why do you hate the Deep so much?
Why you get so much screen time? Okay, season two. I think season two was like half Huey, half Huey and the boys.
Yeah.
And then Lil Homelander and the Team Seven type shit. Wait, what's it called?
Team Seven?
Yeah. What do you call it?
Team Seven. That's not what you say, bro. Go ahead.
What did I say? It's like, but yeah, it's like half Huey and the boys, half the. What do they call it? League 7? What are they?
The 7.
The 7. Yeah. And then the rest is the Deep.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why they like him so much, but I maybe it's part of the comics. I watched like the full story of the comics like years ago. But I don't think he's that big of a role. But
yeah, okay. So I was like,
main director's like just a fan of the character.
I was being ready because I'm like, okay, some odds gonna happen. Maybe he's at the end of the season Deep gonna do some crazy, mm-hmm. like explode, maybe like kill one of his heroes, something like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But no, nothing. He just came back to the league.
Yeah. The funniest scene so far of this season was when Homelander made the Deep eat the...
Oh, my God. This should make me feel so uncomfortable, bro.
Eat the fucking octopus.
He's spraying. Oh, God, he's spraying. But...
Yeah, I would say the show is fire, bro. It's definitely one of the best shows out right now. Like, I think the comedy on the show isn't, like, corny comedy. I hate when shows are, like... Like, that's my one problem with... it's a show called... Peacemaker. Yeah, like, it's the James
Bond. Oh, yeah, I almost started watching Peacemaker now since I watched this.
Action was fun. It was just, like, the comedy was kind of corny. And I think the boys did a good job of, like, staying right above the corny line of comedy, bro. Like, it's so... I don't laugh at every joke that's happening
there. Yeah, I don't laugh at every joke either.
But, like, some of the, like, just, like, not the jokes itself, but the situations are hilarious to me sometimes, bro. Like, there's a scene where, one of the characters of Seven is like talking shit to Homelander. No, Homelander talking shit to the pretty much the Flash of the show. Mm. And he's walking away, and then like the Flash like whispers something on his breath, like "fucking asshole." And he fucks Superman, bro. So he's like, "What the fuck you just say to me?" I was like, "You can't even whisper against him. You can't even like, talk on your breath to this nigga, bro."
Yeah. I love how like they like keep remember they remember like shit that he has, and they use it like make jokes or whatever. Yeah. About it, you know. But yeah, and the thing I like about the realism of the show, too, to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot of moments that, like, Huey says something stupid. Mm-hmm. And, like, the camera go off him, but you see him kind of, like, regret saying that shit. That's cringy. Like, oh, why would I fucking say that? but like, it feels real, bro. It feels real for a superhero show. You know, it's crazy to say, you know?
Yeah. But, great show.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty good show. I like it. Show. To me, it's been very consistent, bro. Like, and I think it's hard to have a superhero show and not have superheroes just watching, you know, like the way they wrote the story to have it like, okay, they're superheroes and they're fighting humans, mm-hmm. but the humans are still not like humans are still being able to like outsmart them, mm-hmm. Or keep staying safe leagues them, you know, mm-hmm. just because nigga Superman, Homelander is Superman, fuck, just because Homelander is Superman doesn't mean he's like untouchable in a sense, you know,
yeah,
like they can still affect them, you know. Mm-hmm. Might not be physically, but they can affect his muscle, like the way he's moving around, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty cool, and it makes it not so boring. Cause like, bro, any other song, you're like, bro, he's literally, he's Superman, he just killed him, you know?
Yeah.
But the fact they got shit over his head, mm-hmm. blackmailing him, it, like, it makes it feel like, okay, damn, bro, that, you know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
It's so unpredictable.
Yeah.
So, what's your good show, 1 out of 10?
Out of 10?
Yeah, 1 out of 10.
I would give it a solid 8 out of 10.
All right, so what about you?
Probably give it like a 9.
9?
Yeah, yeah. I give it 8. Yeah, I give it 8. Yeah, 8.5, 8. 8.
8. 8 out of 10. So, if you haven't watched The Boys, bro, you gotta, you're missing out, bro. You gotta watch The Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, back on the video game shit, bro. Fortnite. The new season just dropped.
Fortnite Battle Pass. Put it in my PC.
I remember last season, you pretty much like...
I left it.
You said you were done for Fortnite, bro.
I'm done with it.
But now, the new season came back. You played it. I don't think you played it yet, FCJ. How you feel about it, bro?
Okay. To me, Fortnite is in a weird spot for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think Fortnite don't know what it want to be anymore. Mm. To me, Fortnite used to be all about moving forward, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, I think they're letting fans control a little too much. They're in a point where they're just, like, in limbo. Like, they're like, almost in the Izanagi. If niggas don't know who that is from, but that's like Naruto. It's basically, someone's, like, stuck in the same era until they like, learn their ways, almost. Mm. And that's how I feel like Fortnite is.
You know what I think it is?
What?
Because I kind of agree. Fortnite is like the battle royale game, right?
Mm.
And they made it so to the top where like, and I'm surprised like I gotta bring Drake here or something. Drake haven't hit the same like plateau where once you're the top, if you get no challenger, bro, you have no reason to improve. Like, and not even like you have no reason to improve. It's kind of like once you get the top of your level, bro, it's like. I'm like, you can't even think of ways to improve, you know?
Yeah.
So they need a challenger, bro. They need somebody to step up. If Warzone did what it's supposed to do, Fortnite keep improving, you know?
I agree.
But it's like, they're at the plateau where like, okay, what can we do better, you know? Like, the only thing you can do is kind of listen to like fans, oh, take this out, oh, let's switch this out, let's take the freaking building out of Fortnite, bro. Like, that's a wild thing to think about. You would never think that Fortnite would ever took.
I think they kind of like to listen to the fans too much.
Yeah, it's like, they have nowhere to really grow like dramatic. They can grow like increments, Or what they can do, they can like take out something that you like, you know. Oh, no more scar. Oh, no more shotguns. And then that'll change the meta, but it's really not really changing the main core of the game.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like, okay, old Fortnite used to be like every season something new that changed the game, like mm-hmm. in a good way, you know, mm-hmm. or at least something different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like they're just revamping shit, like just bringing shit back, mm-hmm. bringing shit back. It's not really moving forward type shit. Mm-hmm. Like every now and then they add the seeds and then what they add or riding the animals.
Yeah,
but
the seeds really just kept.
Not really a crazy mechanic, and the wolves are like, okay, yeah, it's cool, but like it's not nothing crazy. I think them adding the webs, that was a good move, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like that spiced the game up, even though it might have got annoying at some points.
Yeah,
it still made it feel like the game was moving forward, but. This season is for like, it feels like it's a good season, I think, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a bad one. I just feel like it's not nothing to, you know, brag about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the
OGs. I will say it's something that they put a little more effort into the map this season.
Like, and I feel like something that people like with Lua Fortnite is how many events it had, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like now we get like one event, like when season starts, season ends.
Yeah.
We just get like mid-season, like the map would break apart, mm-hmm. Like there'd be a hole in the loot lake.
Yeah.
Like, and it wasn't the end of the season, it would just be like just random moments almost, like, yeah. okay, we're a rocket ship going to this fucking space or some shit like that.
Yeah.
It just made the game feel more, like, alive.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it just feel like, the game is just, it's just dry, and like, it's mm-hmm. like they lost the passion a little bit, you know? Yeah. Every now and then you see, like, a spark, like, okay, oh, I can see they're really enjoying this, like, enjoying making this. But then it's like, okay, season ending. Gotta make an event.
Yeah.
Oh, season started. Gotta make an event.
Yeah.
It's feel like now they're doing requirements. It's not like they're doing as much as they used to.
Yeah. They'll do like, it's not like they do like the main event, right?
Mm.
And then they'll get like one sponsored event per season. Like you get like a Travis Scott or Juice WRLD or, you know, Ariana Grande. And then you get like the event for the story, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems like they kind of just kind of like toned down the event thing.
It's not like it's so predictable now. That's mean. Like, yeah. I feel like it's be like Fortnite's be like, bro. Next week, some crazy shit happening. Y'all be there, and then everybody be refreshing the Twitter. Yeah. Oh shit! Well, they gave me a little hint. Give a little hint there. Hint there, there. But now it's like, okay, we know some crazy thing happening in the season every time.
And to me, like the stuff that they do, like when they do add stuff like weekly and stuff like that, It's like if you're not following like a leaker person, you won't even notice, you know, for the most part. You know, like and usually like on old shows, like you get like, okay, when not old shows, old seasons, like when like the Rockets were taken out for something. Mm. You get to look at the sky and see the Rocket moving, you're like, oh shit, it was here last week, now it's over here. Oh shit, a freaking cube is popped up in the middle of the freaking season and it's moving every day. Where's it going? You know? Now it's like, oh, if you data mine, this is here, this is underground. Like that's where we're getting like the information from, you know?
Yeah, I think Fortnite's not doing a good job is from like not, I guess, promote, because, like, first, like, okay, I feel like, okay, think about, like, the old crossovers they had, like, the old Marvel shit, like, Thanos. Mm-hmm. Thanos had a whole event, bro. Mm-hmm. And that, tell me that shit was not, it was not fun, bro.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're not doing it as much as they used to. Like, bro, all the characters they brought in, it's been a way more events, you know? Like, all the fucking Marvel characters, Star Wars characters, it's been a Star Wars type of, like, game mode. Whether y'all fucking driving ships, dogfighting in the air, dogfighting in space, you know, like just spice it up, you know. I just feel like they've just been so straightforward, you know.
And I hate how like how much they've attached themselves to like corporate. Like, okay, right now the like tier 100 suit is Darth Vader. Mm. If Obi-Wan Kenobi wasn't coming out, it wouldn't be that, bro. It wouldn't be that thing.
It almost feel like it's predictable. I'm saying,
like, yeah, like.
Every now and then they throw a curveball, but majority it's like, okay, whatever's hot at the moment, that's what you're gonna get.
I'm surprised we didn't get a Strange Chain theme like freaking season. Like, whatever's hot, they're gonna freaking attach to it. I don't mind the freaking, oh shit, this is the show hot, let's make a freaking outfit for it. But when like the battle pass and like I know they're gonna have like a POI come in of like the Darth Vader shit. If it weren't for the show on Disney Plus, what would season be about, you know? Yeah. Like, I like when it used to be like kind of like their own shit, you know? I like that better, but
hey. I agree.
Speaking of video games, bro, we were talking about God of War earlier, and it got pushed back to, I think, to next year.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, November next year.
So, Mortal versus Game of the Year, that's what I'm saying.
That's not what I say. since God of War can't be there for Game of the Year, bro, does that automatically confirm Elden Ring is Game of the Year, bro? It's automatically confirmed that no game coming out better. I mean, I know we're saying it's only halfway through the fucking year.
Yeah.
It's Elden Ring right now, so far, as far as you can tell.
I'm saying Elden Ring is number one right now.
Game of the year, bro. Yeah. And nothing I see just coming this year, I don't think it's beating it, bro. Is Suicide Squad coming this year?
No.
I think this year.
Right?
I don't think that's the game.
I don't think it was.
You think, or this is kind of off topic of the game. Yeah. You think this year is dry? Or you think stuff is coming up?
I think stuff's coming. Bless you. Thank you. I think stuff's coming up. We got Gotham Knight still. Mm-hmm.
Has Gotham Knight been confirmed this year?
Yeah, it's coming in October.
PS5 only.
Oh, yeah, PS5 only. Yeah. PS5 only. That's it. We still got Mortal versus Gotham Knights. Bro, I don't think
bro, I'm not getting on my old rant, bro, but like they don't make maybe it's harder to make games now, but like you get two or three big games, if that, a year, and you get a whole bunch of like mid, bro. You don't get the mid, bro. You get Fortnite, and then Fortnite is carrying the game industry, bro. If you're not playing Fortnite, is a game that you play, like, that's your filler, bro. Oh shit! Yeah. Oh shit! New game came out. All right, Fortnite. Oh shit! New game came out. Fortnite. It, like.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like they don't make games no more, bro. But to me, yeah, I think Elden Ring is now pretty much a confirmed game of the year. Like, we're still in drought from 2021, bro. They keep putting games back. They canceled freaking last gen for Gotham Knights. So I don't know if I'm gonna get it day one now. It just. I'm saying this, but Elden Ring is not a bad game. Elden Ring definitely deserves the game of the year. But it's like, damn, no competition out here now? Nothing?
I agree. I don't know if it's like more of a, like I say, when the year first started, it looked good, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that kind of fucked it up for everybody else. Mm-hmm. Because, let's say niggas wanted games to drop this year. And like, oh shit, fuck, God of War dropping, fucking... Elden Ring dropping, fucking Suicide Squad was dropped. Gotham Knights, all these big ass games, and now everyone's backing out last minute. Mm-hmm. It might have scared other developers who could have good games. Mm-hmm. So now the year's kind of like mid now, you know.
Yes.
So I didn't think that played a part in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I definitely think this year isn't the best year. Definitely next year. Cause wait, next year is that the February 2?
I believe so.
Or the year after next?
I think it's pretty much next year.
Bro, not, and that's in the game 2 years before it came out. It's crazy. I'm sorry, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
That's crazy.
The game should be You announce the game. It's pretty much, I would say it should be 75% done, bro. And give it like maybe a year at most. And the game should be out, bro. Don't give me a game 2 years in advance, bro. Especially if the game we already know, bro. Everybody can buy Spider-Man anyway. You don't need to promo that much. Like, don't make me wait 2 years, bro. Don't tease me, bro.
Don't you want the hype of the game to go up?
No, if it's a new game, yeah, maybe you hype me up a little bit. But I feel like a year is a long time for hype, bro. Like, you don't need 2 years for album.
I mean, I think it makes more sense for somebody to, if they were to do this. Like, okay, announce the game maybe like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then consistently update it. Like, not update it. Consistently make updates for it. Like,
If they did that, I wouldn't mad at that either.
Like, trailers and stuff.
I wouldn't mad at that either. If they, like, you know.
Just like every couple of months.
Yeah. Like, so, but these games were announced, they'll announce a game, and you fucking forget it came out, bro. You forget they announced the game. Oh, shit, yeah. That's a game they announced 2 years ago?
Yo, Dragon Ball Breakers?
Yeah, we're talking about you, Dragon Ball Breakers. Oh, yeah. Dragon Ball Breakers, bro. The My Hero Academia game. Bro, we never get
by. Daquan, you just mad you didn't play it, bro. Oh, shit. Someone in the chat said Multiverse is one of the most overhyped games, and it's not out yet. I think people saying that because they played it. Mm-hmm. I think it was two tests. One test couldn't be broadcasted. Mm-hmm. You couldn't show it online. And then they dropped the closed beta. And I think niggas are loving it, bro. The reason that we didn't enjoy it that much, one, because it was a little buggy, all right? Mm-hmm. Two, it's because we didn't play the mode that we're supposed to play for the game. Yeah. Like it's supposed to be a 2v2 focused game, you know?
Yeah.
One v a free for all is like a plus, you know.
Yeah, and to me, I don't know. We played me and Grant and see you two. We played so many games over the years, like, over our lifetime, bro. It's like you can tell when a game has like passion behind it or potential behind it. Mm-hmm. And Multiverse definitely have potential behind it.
100%.
I don't know about game of the year, Grant. You kind of crazy for thinking it's gonna be game of the year, but
I think if it rolls out right, I think it can. I think you can take that.
I'm so mad to push God of War back, bro. So you have to freaking sit there and say that. I'm so mad, bro.
Oh yeah, bro. Hey man, I tell the future, bro. I've been saying this since day one, bro.
For those of you who don't know, Grant said that Multiverses was gonna be game of the year over God of War 2. That's what he said.
He said for him.
For him.
Yeah.
Crazy, bro. Crazy, bro.
I don't think this. I didn't think it's for me. I think for in general over the year.
Crazy.
Like if they both dropped the same day. Mm-hmm. I think Multiverse would live longer.
Yeah.
Because it's literally a multiplayer game that keeps going to keep adding shit.
Mm-hmm.
but let's go to some anime shit. All right? Yeah. All right for this? Yeah. I know y'all weebs going to like this, bro.
Yeah.
The god himself, the king of all anime and manga, One Piece.
Dang.
It's confirmed.
Pack is hitting, bro.
It's confirmed? It's confirmed?
Yes. Yeah. Pack is hitting, bro. Pack is hitting.
Now, One Piece, Goat Piece. Is reaching its final saga. Its final arc. Is that what it said?
Yeah, final arc. Now, to me, when I
that really can mean 5 years today.
Yeah,
that really
that's 5 years, bro. That's 5 years. We still got plenty of One Piece to go, right,
bro? Yeah, I agree. How does this, bro? How did I feel reading that today, huh?
You know, it did kind of hit a little bit,
cause,
but.
Because can't my nigga over there? Can't my nigga. Man.
RP.
Bro.
RP.
This nigga, bro. This nigga dropping episodes weekly, bro. Since I've been born, bro. And the fact that, like, maybe not soon, per se, mm-hmm. that, Yeah, it's final saga, okay. The fact that we even close to touching the end, it kind of hurts my heart, you know? It kind of hurts my heart, all right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's one of those shows that so many jokes, running memes about it. How long it's gonna keep going?
The One Piece, the handshake,
that the One Piece is gonna end up being your friends and type shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope they finish it right. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know it's still got a couple years. I'm not saying it's gonna end next year type shit, but it's definitely gonna be. I feel like there'll be some heavy hitters now, like some deaths.
Yeah,
because bro, when the last good death we had? Fucking Ace.
Niggas ain't died since Ace?
Niggas ain't died since Ace.
Really. They touched the nigga who killed him?
No.
Dang, he ain't touched?
Luffy has yet to slide.
Goku would have slid on him, I gotta say.
I agree.
Ichigo would have slid on him, I gotta say, bro.
I agree.
I don't know.
I still don't know why Luffy hasn't slid for Ace yet, bro.
I don't know, bro.
Hashtag
slide for Ace, bro.
I would love that to be the last fight in the manga. I feel like that would set it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Vengeance against his brotherhood.
I'm gonna get my head out of the way, bro, because I'm something I hate myself, bro. I got the news, bro. I started shaking, bro. I started getting the sweats, bro. I was so happy, yeah, bro.
Such a hater, bro.
Bro, I was woo. I started screaming, and I was in the middle of working. Looked down at my phone. Woo! I started screaming, bro. I did a backflip, bro. I caught the Holy Ghost saying a lie, bro. Holy! I said, like, oh yes. I was so happy to see this game, to see this damn show freaking finally get put in the pack that it deserves, bro. The hardest hitting pack I ever felt, bro. Yeah, the pack in here, I can smell it from years away. I was so glad to hear One Piece ending, bro. These niggas are ugly as hell, bro. I ain't gonna lie. This show's way too long. Oh, Chopper had a bad life. Bro, I don't give a fuck about the freaking moose, bro. Like,
moose.
Yes, nigga. Like, bro, slide for your brother, bro. Your brother got packed up trying to save your ass, bro. Slide for him, bro. Like,
Hey, wait. Damn, Bleach canceled.
Bleach canceled? Bleach come back, bro. Bleach come back. Yosho dying. So the goat can come back and rise again, bro. I don't want to get into Bleach right now. Let's talk about this pack, bro. This hard pack we hitting, bro. All I got to say, man, it's been over almost, how many episodes? 1,000-something?
Yeah, 1,000+.
They ain't found the One Piece yet, nigga? Not even tasted. Are they still looking for it? I mean, damn, nigga. I'm so happy, bro. I just get joy just thinking about
it. I picture Luffy got ADSD, bro. He got to, bro.
Nigga, how you power you can't swim, bro? This is One Piece of trash, bro. That's all I gotta say. One Piece of trash.
Whoa.
One Piece of trash, bro. You hate me all you want, bro. Hey. And I'm gonna say it again, bro. This show blew up out of nowhere, bro.
Oh my God.
2 years ago, nobody's talking about this One Piece of shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Nobody's talking about it. And out of nowhere, all you One Piece fans start popping up like cancers, bro. Like, what the hell, nigga?
That's not true.
What the hell, nigga?
That's not true.
Oh, I walked in, to school one day and niggas wearing straw hats, nigga? What the hell? No.
I think what happened to One Piece was, it was so many shows that were bigger than it. You know, not so many shows. I think Dragon Ball and Naruto were bigger than it. 100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. Naruto ended. Dragon Ball ended.
Mm-hmm.
So now One Piece get the time to shine. That's basically what's going on. I don't think they came out of nowhere. I think they're just washed out by the other ones. Because we all agree, Dragon Ball fan base and Dragon Ball community is bigger than One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
Naruto community is bigger than One Piece. Mm-hmm. So, that's what I think happened. I think they all kind of died out because literally the shows ended, you know? Super, mm-hmm. Super, or Z ended, all right? So that's what Z. Then Shippuden ended for Naruto. And now I got One Piece. Now Luffy gets time to shine, you know? And I think Luffy's still the best MC out of all of them. Out of Naruto, Goku, and him, you know, obviously. Bleach not in the competition, I'm sorry. Bleach is not even in the competition.
Man, y'all gonna sleep on Bleach, bro. Wait to Bleach come back, bro. Wait to come back, bro. I'm just so happy, bro.
I gotta catch one Bleach. But
see, how do you feel about One Piece getting put in the pack, bro?
It's not even a pack, but
not a pack, bro.
I felt kind of excited to see the end, bro.
Damn.
Me too. Me too. In the same sense. I don't want it to end, but I am excited that like we're finally gonna hit.
It's like Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You want to see how the story like ends. But which is kind of scary to me, because I never had a show besides like I guess Naruto would go this long, but at the same time I kind of know how Naruto would end. And before, like, the show, like, ended, I already knew how it was going to end because, like, the manga and shit, like, got spoiled.
Oh.
So, like, I never had to feel that fear of, like, dang, what they messed shit up? I guess I'm feeling it with the Attack on Titan, but, like, I can't imagine, like, you've been watching the show for years, bro. Like, almost your whole life if you started, like, early on. And just the fact of it ending, like, one to land on his feet is, like, scary, bro. Scary.
Yeah, that is it, bro. That's crazy, bro. Picture the show having 1,000 episodes and having an awful ending.
Yes.
Like, bro. That.
I told you, bro. I hope you look at the last manga, bro. Last manga panel. It's him looking dead at the reader. We are the One Piece.
Break
all along.
Break the fourth wall.
Yeah. Nah, I take that off and pass it to you, bro. Yeah. I hope there's a corny show in that, bro.
One Piece is weird the whole time. Bro, tell me how late that piece today. Tell me how late yesterday. Okay, before we end the podcast, all right. Tell me what's the worst ending that you have One Piece can have today? Give me the worst three scenarios that One Piece can have.
Three?
Yeah. Nigga drowning.
Friendship?
Nigga drowning. Nigga drowning.
Probably friendship is One Piece. Probably gotta be one.
What do you mean friendship?
Like, okay, what Katja said, we are the One Piece, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The crew you made along the journey is the One Piece.
Bring my
ace. I don't know if this is a word.
Bring my ace evil.
What'd you say?
Bring my ace. He never died. He faced death.
Fuck no. Need to command Android.
Yeah.
Android ace. I feel like a bad ending for me would be Shanks killing Shanks. No, Luffy killing Shanks. I don't want no big smoke with Shanks. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of shaping up. Because it's not shaping up too kind of. Hmm? Isn't it kind of shaping up in that? Like, seems like Shanks and Luffy are going to fight? Am I bugging?
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Like, I don't want no beef between them two. Like, I want when Shanks meets up with Luffy, that nigga to get on his knees, bro. I'm sorry. I'm
sure you watch
it. All right, on this one knee type shit. Come on now. You know what I mean, bro.
Are you hoping for a time skip or no?
Yeah, this is for sure. I want one more time skip.
Two? One anime? Two time skips? One anime? Nigga,
this shit got 1,000 episodes today.
How old is he supposed to be, like, relatively?
Like 20, 19? Probably 20. 20? 20?
Like you don't beard Luffy, bro? Luffy with the beard? Serious Luffy? I don't know. I haven't watched it. He might be serious.
I would like to skip all the way to, like, old man Luffy.
Old man Luffy?
Yeah.
He ain't found that shit yet?
No, I'm saying, like, okay, he found One Piece at his age right now. Mm. Then when the show ends, he's an like, old man Luffy. I feel like old man Luffy be fire. You fucking that to the old man Luffy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that'd be good.
What else did I want? What else would I don't want for the show to end? I don't want another war, bro. Niggas want another summit. I'm tired of side characters. When we're in the final arc, I want to be just Straw Hat. I don't want them to split up either. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want the inner arc to be half niggas on one side of the island, half niggas on one side of the island. I want everybody together. Jump the fuck out of niggas. They really don't do that. They really don't jump the fuck out of niggas, bro. Mm-hmm. Maybe like 3 mats. But I want. Cause think about it. Have we seen that before? Probably not. Was it like 7 of them? 8?
Yeah.
All 8 of them, jumping the fuck up at nigga, bro. We need to see that for a certain thing, bro.
I'm calling it now, bro. Zoro getting packed up, bro.
I did get that feeling, bro.
Zoro getting packed
up. I do got that feeling that Zoro gonna die.
Doom dirty, too.
I got that feeling Zoro gonna die. Nick, bro, I had on my gaming channel, on the gaming stream, bro, was having a discussion about Sasuke versus Zoro. Okay, I hear your opinion, okay? Who won this fight? Who's winning the fight? Full power Sasuke versus full power Zoro?
Sasuke.
A wash.
Okay, that's what I thought, too. It's a wash. Niggas really think Zoro is beating Sora. I mean, beating Sasuke.
Can you literally suit him and throw him in the space, nigga? I'm just saying, bro.
I don't know, bro. Niggas are delusional, bro. Lucy.
Then he can't put him in Genjutsu and like he kill himself?
Basically.
I'm out of wrestling, bro. You burn forever?
They say he takes clothes off. He says, if Zoro can hit Masurasu. No, bro. But yeah, my gut telling me is the fact that we seeing like clips or glimpses of how much Zoro would like do for his captain, he getting the pack, bro. Him taking all that damage that Luffy did during the Thunderbolt arc. That's a little glimpse. I'm getting a little Okay, I knew.
I don't think so, bro.
I'm not gonna tell me. Zoro is getting packed up, bro. But I don't want it to, bro. But anything else?
I think that's about it for this pod, bro. I do not think that you niggas are so passionate about Last of Us. Delusional about Last of Us.
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm so glad. And One Piece ending, bro. Like, I slept with a smile on my face, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I pretend I was Luffy. I was like, oh, I'm sleeping in my casket, bro. Yeah, like.
The anime asleep.
Yeah, but if you like the pod, guys, make sure you like. For everybody who's new, make sure you subscribe. Comment down below if you think we bugging about anything, bro.
Yeah, and all niggas in chat who watching this live, bro, go to the Apple Podcasts and Spotify, rate it 5 stars, bro. Rate the podcast 5 stars.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you didn't like it, bro, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Rate it 5 stars, bro. You know, if it's as lit, rate it 5 stars, bro. Yeah. If it's good, rate it 5 stars, bro.
Yeah. And thank y'all for coming through. Like, yeah. Obviously, we can't, like, read every single comment that comes by because it was throw off the podcast.
Sometimes. Yeah, it fuck it up.
But I definitely appreciate y'all for coming through. It makes the podcast feel more lively when y'all come through. So, I appreciate all y'all coming through.
The Brit Raw is pissing me crack. That's all I'm saying. Brit Raw.
We
does have a brick wall, bro.
Yes. So we definitely appreciate everybody, bro.
Mm-hmm. And again, socials, Twitter, Studio Struggle, Instagram, Struggle Studio _. We on YouTube, Struggle Studio, and just Struggle Studio Gaming for the YouTube. We go live almost daily. TikTok, Struggle Studio. I think that's it. Again, thank y'all so much for coming through. Y'all have a good night.
Peace.